When fires tore across Northern California earlier this year, shortages in the construction industry meant an even greater reliance on undocumented workers. And the same is true now in Houston, Texas, rebuilding after Hurricane Harvey. Back in August, the storm caused more than $180 billion worth of property damage. And as the city pieces itself back together, day laborers now make up a major part of the city's workforce.
These are workers who are hired by the day for a wide range of construction and landscaping projects. They're paid by the hour, but all too often not paid. And it's a largely immigrant workforce.
That's Nick Theodore you're hearing there. He's a professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Several weeks after Hurricane Harvey hit in Houston, Nick Theodore surveyed over 360 day laborers in Houston. Many are undocumented immigrants, but they're still covered by the same employment law as everybody else. Still, Nick found a pattern of abuse and, in many cases, theft.
More than one out of four day laborers just in the last month alone worked but was not paid for that work. The average wage theft was over $200. And so what we have is a situation where workers are accepting work, going in, doing difficult, often hazardous work, and at the end of the day or at the end of several days, not being paid at all for that work.
Now, what are the requirements under Texas law, Houston municipal law, if any, or any other level of jurisdiction for safety standards, safety instructions for day laborers?
You know, I think the real problem is that, especially during a crisis, health and safety and many of our other rules just go out the window. And so workers, homeowners, business owners are not prepared for disasters. And when a disaster hits, it's not unusual for a homeowner or a business to look to the day laborer and say, what do we need to do? So we're really lacking in our disaster preparedness, especially as it pertains to worker health and safety.
Nick, you seem to be describing a situation here where the incentives all point to people needing work done. A disaster's taking place. They need cleanup. They need repainting. That's easy to understand. They turn to day laborers, but day laborers, as you said, might be undocumented. And then it's easy to see why they don't have the authorities on their side.
Sure. But during an emergency situation, we often have to suspend a lot of our rules, and immigration rules in particular could be suspended here. You know, I think what we have is a situation where families and business owners in Houston have to get their lives back on track. And there are widespread labor shortages in the construction industry. And day laborers become a key group of second responders that do the day-to-day work that helps cities like Houston recover.
But what happens typically if a day laborer doesn't get paid, has their wages stolen, or gets injured on the job in a workplace safety situation? Do they have recourse up the chain? Where do they go?
Sure. The Texas Workforce Commission is the agency that's charged with ensuring that workers are being paid. But unfortunately, in our survey, we found not a single day laborer knew of the Texas Workforce Commission. And what this suggests is that that commission needs to do a lot more to get out and do outreach into informal hiring sites to ensure that day laborers have an avenue through which they can recover their wages.
How big of a problem has this been in Hurricane Harvey in Houston and the aftermath there versus Katrina in New Orleans? Have those two disasters been compared?
Sure. I think we're seeing very similar situations. In the case of Hurricane Katrina, you had a large number of immigrant workers moving into the city to help in the repair. The difference here in Houston is that most are long-term residents of that city. I'm talking about, you know, two-thirds living in Houston for 5 years or more, and many more than a third, 10, 20, even 30 years in the city. So we're talking about Houston residents who are day laborers, who are undocumented immigrants, but they are Houston residents over the long term, and they are these second responders who are helping the city recover from the disaster.
So what's the bottom line here for you, Nick? Houston needs to recover, as you said. Labor is short. People are going to need to work. They want to work, and they should work. What needs to happen?
I think the bottom line is that the city of Houston, the state of Texas, and the United States as a whole needs to understand that in the advent of a natural disaster, it's often immigrant workers and undocumented immigrant workers in particular who are moving into some of these dangerous jobs, these jobs that are necessary to have families and these cities recover from disaster. And we need to come to terms with this because this has been the pattern not just in Houston, but in New York with Hurricane Sandy, in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina. This is the way in which recoveries are being undertaken.
Nick Theodore, professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.